This podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
Well, here we are, Tasty Tuesday. I don't know. I think it might be a good day for a little whiskey. What do you think? It's in the air. It's whiskey weather. No, I'm not having any whiskey. I had a little whiskey over the vacation break, but I was working pretty hard. I felt like I earned it. I don't know. I was just thinking here before I pressed go on this hot stream that we're going to do today. It's a strange habit, this podcasting thing, to sit here in front of a computer and a microphone talking to yourself, right? Hoping somebody listens. I'm not sure that anybody's listening anymore. I'm not sure that I can listen to myself anymore. What are we talking about? World's gone totally, totally crazy. Let me just share with you, and I can't remember if I mentioned this yesterday or not. How many times do I have to say I was right? I mean, I'm wrong plenty of times. It's not like I'm right all the time. And who knows? The jury's still kind of out on this, but this Omicron... goofiest name, can't call it Z. I'm calling it Z. The Z variant, I'm going with Z. The Z variant of the China virus, this latest variant out of South Africa. I heard the doctor from South Africa speak on the Sean Hannity show, and I don't think it was a guest on, I don't know if it was a guest on his show or not, but she said that the symptoms are milder. Wasn't that one of the whole deals that, like, it could mutate up, it could mutate down, like mutate itself out of existence? Is there any possibility maybe that's happening? So I think I mentioned that yesterday, that everybody's freaking out about nothing. So we're on day two of this, a little bit of time for the dust to settle, a little bit of time for the scientists to weigh in, a little bit of time for the CDC to weigh in. A little bit of time for the White House. I don't know why they would chime in. It's not a political thing. It's a medical thing. Why have we allowed our medicine to be politicized? We're the ones allowing it. We cave into this stuff. We got a lot to talk about today. But listen to what is happening. And this is one example here. I'm going to give you two of clear media manipulation. Now, I don't know what you blame it on, because these are all disconnected stories from various different media outlets. So, you know, who do you blame it on? Well, it's the liberal media. Well, I don't know if some of these organizations don't necessarily identify as conservative. Anyway, Moderna CEO says the Z variant of the China virus is not going to be good. Well, is it ever good? Name a variant that is good. Has there ever been a viral variant that has been good? Here's a headline. First signs that jab does protect against the new in the second day. In the second day, this is how quickly things move now. Like ridiculously quickly. Like impossibly quickly. Like this all happened before my toast was done this morning. Airline stocks suffer broad sell-off as fear spreads. You want to get me started on the airlines? All the money, all the public money that's been pumped into the airline industry, yet another failed institution. Listen, it's just perfect. You couldn't make the point any better. Every time there's government investment in a company, organization, or industry, it turns to garbage. Education, garbage. Healthcare, garbage. Airline industry, garbage. Automotive industry, they can't deliver, right? Am I right? I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. Yeah, put more money into it. That'll solve the problems, they said. Biden faces uncertain threat as evolving pandemic tests nation's patience. Good God, so much drama. This isn't news. Virus fails to halt people craving normalcy. Update, mutations, alarm scientists. Well, I thought they were expecting mutations. How could they be alarmed if they were expecting it? CDC tells everyone to get third shot. That is the answer. Everybody likes a pill. It's a pill. Oh, there's a lot to talk about this. Amazon accused of misreporting cases. No. No. Jeff Bezos just gave, $50 million to Obama's book club or something. Oh, yeah, you didn't hear about that? I didn't mention that? And now this? Man, these radicals will stop at nothing. I told you they were going to eat their young. What do you think Bezos is thinking? Maybe that's a right-wing organization. See what I mean? So who do you blame this craziness on? Anyway, look, by the headlines, by the news, new variant has everybody on edge. Just saying that. How do they know everybody's on edge? I'm going about my day today. I didn't see anybody on edge. Everybody's on edge. And then you're like, oh, my God, really? Are they, I've just been working today. I wasn't even paying attention. What's going on? Nothing. Nothing at all. Actually, it's quite possibly good news. If Biden was a little bit sharper, he could have used this as a perfect opportunity to turn this around and say, no, look at the science. If you look at the science coming out of South Africa, what you'll hear is that, yes, there is an alarming new variant, as is every variant is alarming. But what we're finding is a path that we had hoped might come across, and that is unless... No, for some reason, they don't... And if it doesn't turn into anything, it'll just go away. Like the Wisconsin parade massacre. You try searching for it, and nothing really comes up. And speaking of which, I really didn't bring all that up to you to even speak about the coronavirus debacle. I don't know how you know what to believe right now. How do you look at what's going on in the media? You look at these headlines, not... one headline saying, nation, it's time for calm. This isn't necessarily bad news. Just hold on and let's get some more information. Nope. Shutting down the airlines. Shutting down everything. But my point is, it's like a media frenzy. It's not, where's the science? So I wanted to point this out to you as well. And I want to be fair in this. This isn't a good comparison. So that my media comparison number one for you is this crazy coronavirus thing, as many of us have been complaining about all along. And now it's just brazen and blatant. Nope, you don't hear anybody talking about science. Who's talking about science? Hmm? And then this noodle in the White House gets up, Psaki, and she says, well, what President Biden did was he followed the CDC's, the scientist's recommendation, and that's what this administration does. Not like that dirty Trump. How long are they going to carry the Trump torch? Hey, listen, Republicans should just pull out of the race. It would be the best thing we could do right now. God's honest truth politically. Tell me I'm wrong about that. Pull out of everything federal and focus purely on state and local. Walk away from the federal government, Republicans. That would be the greatest civil war of 1,000 years. Without a shot being fired. Can you imagine the change of power that would occur in that situation? It would throw off the status quo. Holy cow, I just thought of that as I was talking to you. How fantastic would that be? If there was no Republican opposition to Biden, what would be the platform? They'd end up just putting in their own Republican, which is half of the Republican Party as it is, Democrats. I'll talk to you a little bit more about that. Anyway, the media is putting out every headline about this Omicron virus. The fake name, because they don't want to say Z in China virus. Oh, that was what Psaki said, too. And what Biden was referring, he blatantly like lied, flip-flop, whatever the normal politicians do. The reporter calls her out on it. President Biden was referring to was the previous president's, not anti-Semitic, racist comments, because he said China virus. Oh, we were okay with the closing of the borders. No, they weren't. They weren't. They absolutely were not. Anyway, all I see is real science that says that this variant could be good news. I'm not saying it is. I'm not telling you to get vaccinated. I'm not telling you not to get vaccinated. Go get 3, 4, 5 boosters. I don't give a hoot. I really don't. I'm done caring. I'm so beyond caring what everybody else is going to do. I just think to myself, what do I need to be doing for me? Like working outside again yesterday. Boy, am I in the groove. I feel good. You know, it feels good to feel good, too. It really does. I needed a little break. It reinvigorated me. Opened my eyes even more to this nonsense. Stocks sell off, airlines closed, Australia unlocked, all these you know, what the hell is going on? I said yesterday, I don't think that anybody really knows what the possibility. Why am I even going to ask the question when here we are? The information is out, and they still don't report it like that. What do you blame that on? I don't know. I guess there's no money in good news, so they're going to take everything they have. Oh, new variant. Sells like hotcakes. Well, there's an overused cliche, huh? Does anybody even know what hotcakes are anymore? And what do you mean sell like hot? What does that even mean? Does anybody know? Well, I'm just saying the bad news sells well, so they run with it. Never mind that it has no resemblance to the truth. Okay, so I don't know what you chalk that up to. Then there's this media comparison. And I started to say, this is just to be fair, there's a little more to this, but let me make my point. Do you remember the story of the white cop in Minnesota who shot the guy, thought she was grabbing her taser? Well, she's going to trial. Well, if you look at the depiction of her, they have her in her jumpsuit in the news article on CNN. And I think to myself, well, shouldn't she be shown in her uniform? Wouldn't that be as appropriate? And then I think to myself, well, why? Why that biased? But then I look at the portrayal of this story about the Wisconsin parade massacre, which is already being scrubbed. It's not being scrubbed. The stories are still there. They're just not ranking in search indexes. I mean, how many Wisconsin parade massacre searches are there, or variants thereof? Anyway, I put this comparison here in the show notes. You can find it at ChristopherScottShow.com. And it's amazing how they portray the cop as a criminal, basically, and this guy is a victim. Literally. If this story wasn't true, it would be absolutely hilarious. Down the street from the parade, guy's in his house, gets a knock at the door. Poor guy's shivering, says he's homeless, supposed to catch an Uber. Can the guy call from the guy? Brings him in, makes him a sandwich. I'm not making this up. I kid you not. That's where the guy was. That's actually where the cops got him, apparently. I don't know. Nobody's going to show him anymore. The kids. See? He killed kids. He would have been fine had he not killed any kids, media-wise. Oh, they probably would have had him as a hero, practically. All right. Can I make this bigger? Why am I having trouble seeing this? Glasses. There we go. There's an idea. I wanted to share this little tidbit with you. I don't know what you file this under, Supreme Court or Civil War or, I don't know, rogue politicians. Maybe you agree with her. This is Senator Shaheen from New Hampshire. She's a Democrat, if it matters to you. And she, you know, in front of the Supreme Court right now is this case about abortion. I don't even really know the details of it, which is a little sad. I should probably catch up on that. But regardless, they're claiming is going to overturn Roe v. Wade, and I don't know that I would assume that's correct. Is anybody listening? If you know anything about this case, maybe you could share it with me and help me out. I'm not going to have time to look into it here in the next 48 hours. So, but either way, whatever's going on with that, take it at face value if you want. I don't know. Here's what she said. She said that if the Supreme Court rules in favor of this case, that a revolution will take place. During a virtual event Monday featuring New Hampshire's entire House and Senate delegation, a reporter asked if public debate over abortion had muted due to many people in the United States only knowing life post Roe v. Wade. Shaheen asserted that nothing would be muted about the reaction to a possible overturning of that decision. She said, "I hope the Supreme Court is listening to the people of the United States. Because to go back to Adam's question, I think if you want to see a revolution, go ahead, outlaw Roe v. Wade and see what the response is of the public, particularly young people." Wow. She said, "I think that will not be acceptable to young women or young men." That's really interesting to me. You know, it's an issue that is super, super important to a lot of people. And it is very divisive. I'm not sure I quite get that hate-filled abortion positions on either side. Well, I guess I do, but what can you say? All right. Hey, go check out the show notes at ChristopherScottShow.com. I know it's kind of a sleepy time right now. I'm not even going to ask for feedback. I think I got 3 emails yesterday. I'm exaggerating, but only it's fun. Actually, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Not that I don't care, but it doesn't bother me at all. We have, you know, days where there's a lot, days where there's not, and I have a lot going on, so it doesn't particularly bother me. I do enjoy the emails. It lets me know people are listening, and I do enjoy your feedback, and I very much enjoy corresponding in the relationships. Interesting, right? Like this little, when we're like pen pals. Strange, strange times we're living in. Strange behaviors all around. But I do enjoy it. So you can go to ChristopherScottShow.com. You can leave me a message right there, and it helps the show. But I noticed that the energy of the audience comes in waves. It's very, very fascinating. Not always, you know, sometimes. But right now, it's like, I feel like people are waiting for what's going to happen next. Is that me? Am I off base on that? What's going to happen next? I wanted to just switch gears for a second. I'll bounce around a little bit just to keep you mildly confused, if that doesn't help you out. I like to challenge your thinking, you know what I mean? If I just talked about one topic, topic A, topic B, topic C, what kind of show would that be? That's my excuse anyway. I'm sticking to it. Anyway, this story in the Washington Post about the students loved this teaching assistant. That would be a red flag. And the guy was living out of his car. And I guess he went and spoke to the school board. They're trying to negotiate higher salaries for these teaching assistants. And I don't know what the deal is with that. You know, not every job is meant to be a full-time, what's the union term? Full-time equivalent, right? FTE? Not every job is meant to be that. Is it part-time? I mean, you know, it's just amazing this constant propaganda, which clearly moves in the same direction over and over again. I put an interesting article here. Oh, this is an Apple News link. Are we going to be able to see it? Oh, yeah, from Reuters. You can see it. Some very interesting stories. Catholic nuns lift veil on abuse in convents. And, you know, I'll tell you what. You want to change your perspective on a few things. Have a daughter. You know, for example, on the issue of abortion, look, I'll tell you, you know, plain as day, I'm completely against it. All right. It's not something that I could personally fathom. But at the same time, I fully recognize that it is impossible to understand everyone's situation and their, I don't want to go into it. It's not my decision. It really isn't. I am totally against it. However, if it came down to making the decision of whether my daughter was going to get an abortion, for whatever circumstance, that I'm just not even going to go down that path right now. For one, I'm in too good of a place, and two, just talking about things that haven't happened and hopefully never will isn't really in my wheelhouse. But, you know, if something happened with my daughter, that decision on that abortion, I would appreciate being made here in our house. So where does that leave me? Probably with half an audience, a quarter of an audience, because the anti-abortion people are going to hate me and the pro-abortion people are going to hate me, which is probably 80% of the audience. Anyway, I got off base there. The Catholic nuns lift the veil on abuse in the convents. Well, it got me to thinking about treatment when I said that, you know, you want to change your perspective on a few things, have a daughter. And suddenly things that I once thought were perfectly acceptable are completely unacceptable. Talk about a change of perspective. And this is not an emotional thing. I'm going to give you very practical reasoning behind it. She was out in the yard with me. Did I tell you about the dog yesterday dropping the ball in front of the lawnmower? He's unbelievable. He really is. So I had about an hour and a half yesterday before it got dark out. It was cold out there. We actually had some flurries here. And I was out there a good hour and a half. Had the dogs running. Daughter was out there. She had me cut her down a branch for a walking stick. Very needy, this kid. Yeah, I love her. She's great. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, daughter, perspective, Catholic nuns. And I don't know that we put enough weight on these issues of abuse. What do you do? What do you do as a society to help any abuse? Let's not get caught up with the men get abused too and you know, all these 19 million things. I think a lot of this, by the way, is woman on woman. Here, let me read you some of these allegations here. It's fascinating. This is like a flip-through thing. Young nuns, Eastern Europe, that a priest had tried to molest them. The mother superior said it was probably their fault for provoking him. It's funny how things get dealt with differently. Well, stay away from them then. Oh, interesting. I don't know where's the, I don't know where the rest of this is here. I don't know. I'm not going to keep going. What do I remember about this story? The stuff that's posted online, the ads and everything, it drives me nuts. I don't know why I fall for it. It's better if I have looked at this stuff, and I know what I want to talk about. What was the other one? They were saying, I think maybe in Africa, I forget where it was, that the black nuns were made to shovel snow. Obviously, it wasn't in Africa. Wherever it was, the black nuns were made to shovel the snow. And the white nun's excuse, this is the allegation, that the white nun's excuse was that they were stronger. Oh, yeah, nothing racist about that. Well, as a big guy, I can tell you I'm constantly discriminated against. Hey, got something heavy to lift. You're a big guy. Yeah? And? I got a big wallet, too. How's that? Here's another story for you. Airlines, in case you're thinking about flying, taking a little vacation, getting away from it all. Where do you do that at this point? Where do you get away from it all at this point? Well, here's another one. Woman on Spirit Airlines attacked two flight attendants, tied down with zip ties from Florida to Tennessee, always Florida. The crazies in Florida. You're going to get on a plane with all that going on, I guess. I don't know. I want to go see my son. A true tale of absentee vote fraud. Well, you don't say. The old voter fraud story's popping up again. I thought this was debunked. Adamantly debunked. Every court in the nation debunked. Well, I guess this is a new one. Right in Politico. In North Carolina. This has nothing to do with Trump. Oh, because Republicans do care about election integrity after all. Isn't that something? Get out of town. In North Carolina, the one good thing about a two-party system is you can't really, I shouldn't say you can't. We just saw it's not as easy to rig the elections. In North Carolina, a few hundred fraudulent ballots changed the outcome of a race. Now, a powerful judge had arranged the furniture store meeting with three local Republican power players. These are the players in this. Long story short, they're questioning where the ballots came from. And I don't know. I said this many moons ago. You know, wait till your friends or your husband or your wife is trying to get elected to school board or town council, and they're being raked through the mud. And, you know, all these things, it's all coming true, really. It has nothing to do with Trump. All of a sudden, it's a story. Here, let me jump to this. I wanted to mention this. It's very much tied together. You can see all the details on this on my show notes at ChristopherScottShow.com if you're a news junkie like I am. New York Times posts, who posted this? Fox News. New York Times posted another essay from Republicans calling for election of Democrats to stop Trump. I think that the Republican Party has been long infiltrated by, you know, moderates. I mean, right? It's not, what dare we say, infiltrators? I don't know what traitors. It's just traitors. I don't see anything conservative anywhere in the country. What's conservative? What does it even mean anymore? Nobody even, you're not even allowed to talk about that. Anyway, yeah. Stolen elections. Isn't that something? I told you. Somebody's going to, once they figured out the recipe, they're like, oh. And then, just clear, blatant evidence of Republicans teaming up with Democrats to take down Trump. Yeah. No, nothing to see here. New York Times article about it. Nope. Time magazine published, and you should have seen how they described how they stole the election. Democrats working together in concert with Republicans. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's not talked up on the, you know, on the talking puppets there on TV. But these are all things that were put out there in mainstream publications. Here we are. What's changed? Not a doggone thing. So here's another interesting story. Now, this is just kind of, you know, imagination at this point. But think about the biblical nature of this story here. This is, I don't know, this is from Fast. You can check it out. But they wanted to see, I don't know who that is. Who is this? It probably says in here. They created this planet city where they put everybody on the planet inside what they say here, 0.02% of the Earth. 10 billion people living in 1.4 million neighborhoods, 165 stories high. The rest of the planet would be set aside as a vast, people-free wilderness. Hey, I don't know if the heroin addicts that dreamt this up thought about this, but I wonder where the food's going to come from. Just a thought. All right. they're like, we could all just live on this little piece. Ah, but we'll still need to farm and fish, and that'll require transportation and whatnot, and we'll just be right back to the same problems. You know, let me ask you a serious question. Do you think that population growth, population shift is a problem? Does anybody care? I was looking at, I think it's called worldometer.com, and I was looking over there, and you can sort by each of the statistical columns, or that means, fancy term that means nothing, the columns on there, you can sort them, and if you look at the birth rate of America, it is below the two that they say is necessary for, you know, sustaining a population. Well, so is Russia, so is China, so is Japan. Then India begins to climb out of it. It seems that India is going to outpace Japan. Why are we not investing more with India? I don't understand. Why this love affair that we have with China? Maybe India is going to become the place to go. They got serious problems in India. Pollution and whatnot. But do you believe that any of that's a problem? Oh, and by the way, the highest countries were like Tajikistan and all of Africa, almost every country in Africa, very high. Afghanistan, very high birth rates. Iraq, Iran, Middle Eastern countries. Where are they all going to get out of those places? Can you blame them? There's so many people looking for a place to go. China and the aging population issue. Do you see that as an issue? And here's my theory on this. What would probably happen in different times, I'll say, you would deal with the issue of an aging population. And that would be a problem in itself, by the way, because you need young people to take care of the elderly on some level. Right, to provide the food and some, and all these different things. So if you have this very highly disproportionate number of old people, it puts a real burden on the younger people. Except for automation. Well, maybe that's the push for automation. And I don't disagree with that, by the way. I think there's a solid case to be made for automation from that perspective. And that's what Japan was doing, because they got a huge problem. Like, that society is dying. It's really weird when you look at the numbers. It's like, wow, that is a dying society. It'd be interesting to see if there is a Japan, how many years down there. What's going on with our countries that were just dying out of existence through what? Not having children. What do you blame it on? Porn? Fatherless, money, technology, because it's the more advanced, the wealthier countries become. The bigger this problem seems to get. So I'm just curious, are you concerned about any of that? Do you even care? You're like, you know what, Chris? It's too big of a problem for me to even notice. Do you care about things like the climate and the population shift if you're not worried about the number shifting? You don't think that it creates problems when you have, the population demographics swinging wildly? Nope, we should all just be able to get along. Well, they didn't tell them that. I'm just wondering if you're concerned about it. But here's the other thing. I'll say it with COVID. Maybe you're concerned about COVID. I'm concerned about COVID. My buddy's 3.5 weeks now, still on the ventilator. I'm not overly optimistic about this at this stage. What do we do? If you hear a little banging, they're working on the kitchen today, coming to the bitter end. I'm not stopping. But why is not treatment options pursued for COVID more heavily? Why isn't that like the big gift in all this? Why didn't Biden say that today with this variant? Well, this proves the point that treatment might be our best option. Of course, avoidance, right? And two, treatment. Early detection, avoidance, early detection, and treatment. Wouldn't that be the path to follow? But that's not the path we're following. The path that we're following is martial law lockdowns and forced into some reset that nobody even told us what it is, let alone what we end up with on the other side of this, and forced vaccinations and no treatment options. And if there is, it's not really talked about. So my point is, if you're concerned about these things, shouldn't we be working together for bona fide solutions? Isn't that what you would expect from a healthy, functioning society dealing with certain troubles? Right? People come together and say, hey, we got this virus. It can be deadly in certain segments of the population. And what do we want to do? Avoidance, detection, treatment. Sure, I think vaccinating in there is a fine idea. But for some reason, nope, pharmaceutical companies, they must make good money on those vaccines, I'm guessing, right? What's the other one? Solar. It's like either solar or not. Like, solar is great in Florida, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, some other places. I'm not sure how great it is. Some of the testing is coming in. The big switch in solar was these articulating arms that the panels follow the sun. I don't know how new that is, but it's become a little more readily available. You could probably put one in your yard, like if you wanted to put a pedestal unit in your yard. I don't think you could put it on your roof very well. I could be wrong. There's probably different stuff available. It might get it to turn on one axis, on a roof, but I don't know if you could do the full articulation. And that full articulation I mean, added like 30%, what do you call it? You know, output from these things. But cleaning them is more of a burden than I think most people realize. So, you know, this is still early. I don't think jumping into it, but you know, there have been tests that have been highly successful. I've talked about it before. So why wouldn't we utilize solar, maybe some electric vehicles? Why not a sensible blueprint? I'm a fan of electric vehicles, but this craziness of forcing everybody into electric vehicles, into an electric grid that we know can't handle it, while there's not even any conversation about how to deal with that. Like, that's absurdity to me. How about the plastic problem, which is what led me to this? Does anybody even care? Who was it? Was it Jonathan? I forget who emailed me a while back, and I was talking about the debt. And somebody said, yeah, there's never been a successful campaign based on the debt, you know? Has plastic pollution ever been on that list? Not really, right? Well, like, I see these as issues that are important, so I'm going to keep talking about it. Whether or not anything gets done about it, I don't know. I'll give up at some point, I'm sure. Nurdles, have you ever heard of nurdles? They're these little tiny particles of plastic pellets. I guess these are these pellets are used for something. I didn't get a chance to check. Pre-production plastic pellets are a little-known building block for all of our plastic products. Well, apparently these things are getting all over the place. It's nuts to me. Here they have a fish mouth open with all this plastic inside it. It's horrible. It really is. Also act as rafts for harmful bacteria such as E. coli, cholera. You know, why this one issue, let's back off of the existential threat and the craziness. Why don't we just talk about plastic a second? How about a 40-nation agreement to tackle the problem of plastic pollution? I don't know. Call me crazy. I just think that probably all these things that we see in front of us are not only solvable, but very solvable with probably a proven track record of how to do it. I got two more stories I want to go into here. We'll go a little longer. Listen to this. This makes my head want to blow off. You know Mad Money guy, Jim Cramer? I don't know if you know who I'm talking about. He's on CNBC. He's the he's crazy, kind of crazy guy. Very animated, I should say. And I used to watch him years ago. I thought he was kind of entertaining and a little bit interesting, talking about financial matters, stock investments particularly. Buy, buy, buy. And he would make these predictions, and nobody ever checked his predictions. Maybe he does. I don't even really know that much about it, but I just found that his financial advice was pretty much ridiculous and didn't want to have anything to do with it and stop watching it. So apparently he was on and saying on his show, let me just read it to you. The federal government needs to require vaccines, including booster shots, for everyone in America by, say, January 1st. This is the finance guy now. Now he's a scientist, I guess. I don't know about you. I get a little ramped up. I hear this nonsense. This is like fighting words to me, people talking like this. He went on to say that it's time to admit that our government has lost the ability or the will to make our people do the right thing. Make our people do the right thing. What is the right thing there, Mr. Mad Money? Now you're a scientist and you're going to determine what the right thing for my health and my family's health, my community's health? Nobody wants to be the bad guy, he said, so we've allowed a small group of uncoordinated health organizations to dictate an on-again, off-again series of measures that have mostly just leave us baffled and confused. I'll give it to you unbaffled and unconfused. Avoidance, right? Social distancing, good, right? Recommend social distancing. Recommend masking. Recommend washing your hands. Very good. All right. Did I say masking in there? Recommend masks in any public setting. All right. At this point, I would say if you're high risk, why wouldn't you wear that? Why wouldn't you add that layer of protection? Makes no sense to me why you wouldn't. I don't always wear a mask. I'm not a big mask guy. They're not required here. I'm not really interested. Maybe this is what Kramer's saying. Oh, you're going to do the right thing. It's not required. I don't feel that it's necessary. And as far as avoidance, make those recommendations. Early detection, make the test kits available. Get them in the schools. Get them in community organizations. Make them available to people. And treatment. And certainly you can add a fourth pillar of vaccines for people who want it. Isn't that an amazing idea? Yeah, he went on to be pretty horrid about this. He said, we haven't centralized the issue to the point where the White House actually seems to take responsibilities. He's bashing on Biden, right? I don't want to hear it. Oh, he says now it's toothless OSHA going back and forth on what's allowed in factories, but nobody with any power saying the frontline workers need to be vaccinated. He said it's just plain wrong and most of us are sick of it. Well, why doesn't he get out and work on the front line? He said, even as a vocal anti-vax minority is always grabbing the mic, this charade must end. I'm not anti-vax. I'm not anti-vax at all. I don't recommend this one. I got it. I'm sorry I got it. I'm not planning on getting any boosters. He said, the government must require vaccinations. What science is this based on? What analysis is this based on? He says, not of this group or that group, not company by company and a cruise ship by cruise ship or airline by airline or governor by governor. The buck stops at the White House. He needs to require it. And have the military run it, is what this clown said. Mainstream people talking like this. There was an interesting story I put on here. This is from Red Voice Media, not a site that I talk about very much. And it's a fascinating article about food. And I'm not going to go into it right now because I kind of talked myself out here for today. And I want to wrap this up. But I do want to share this with you because I think it's good information. I'll boil it down to this. Eat real food. I mean, she's talking about processed food and what it's doing. And if you look at what has happened to the population, she's making the claim that basically the food industry has been poisoning us. And let me tell you something. That is not a new story. And I don't know how you don't look at the ingredients on some of these boxes and not say, you know, sure seems to be some stuff in there that probably doesn't belong in our bodies, at least not on purpose. I don't know. I know that the best thing that you can do is to eat real food, real meat, lean meat, fatty meat. Fat's good for you. Real fat is good for you. Vegetable oil is not. Fried, very, very bad for you. And here's what I wanted to leave you with. If you make a commitment to just start eating fruits and vegetables every day, fruit's an easy one, man. Have a banana, have an orange, have an apple. You could have it first thing in the morning if you like that little sugar kick. A lot of people subscribe to that. I do. I regularly have fruit early in the morning. And make sure you get vegetables at least once throughout the day. That's my recommendation if you're not already doing it. Let me tell you something. A lot of people in this country overweight and undernourished. Overweight and malnourished. Don't let it be you. Hey, God willing, I sure hope to be back tomorrow. And I sure hope to see you there. In the meantime, make it a great day.